I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, March 8th. The town of Braintree will be hosting a medical supply drive on Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. outside Braintree Town Hall to help support the humanitarian efforts in Ukraine. All supplies will be delivered to the Christ the King Ukrainian Catholic Church and Ukraine Forward. The donations will then be taken to New Jersey in personal or U-Haul trucks and shipped to Poland via a Ukrainian logistics company called Meest. Some of the items that will be accepted include bandages, first aid kits, medical gloves, over-the-counter medications, tourniquets, hydrogen peroxide, vitamins, walkie-talkies, and batteries. City of Quincy Health and Emergency Management Departments will be providing free COVID-19 at-home self-test kits and KN95 masks to the public for pickup today from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Kennedy Center. Members of the public will be required to show proof of Quincy residency with either a valid driver's license or a current utility bill. A maximum of 2 test kits and 4 masks will be distributed per household. Quincy Public Health Commissioner Marley Castley and Emergency Management Director Allie Sleeman have partnered to coordinate the distribution. The City of Quincy has provided a total of 18,900 COVID-19 self-test kits and 75,000 KN95 masks to Quincy residents and community partners so far this year. A Massachusetts man convicted of beating, stabbing, and shooting his estranged wife, who later died at the hospital, was sentenced yesterday to life in prison without parole. 51-year-old Alan Warner of Rockland was convicted last Friday of first-degree murder and other charges in the September 2018 death of Shayna Warner in Marshfield. On that date, Marshfield police received 2 calls reporting a vehicle was off the road and a carjacking or domestic violence incident was occurring. Shayna Warner then called 911 to report her husband had followed her and jumped in her car and that she was injured. She was taken to South Shore Hospital, where she died. Medical examiner determined the victim died of blunt force injuries and that she was stabbed 6 times and shot once. Alan Warner was apprehended the next day. His attorney at trial questioned witness identification of his client as the victim's assailant. An officer of the Boston Police Department was in court yesterday after being arrested for allegedly trying to intimidate a detective from the department's anti-corruption division. 40-year-old Officer Matthew Morrissey of Milton was arraigned in Dorchester District Court. He faces a charge of intimidation against a police officer. According to a police report, Morrissey parked his Chevy Silverado pickup truck with tinted windows 10 feet from the front door of a sergeant detective's home on Sunday and then stared at the detective through a glass door for over a minute. Morrissey had been placed on administrative leave Saturday morning. The incident was the 3rd in a series of confrontations involving Morrissey since he came under investigation for allegedly violating the city's residency ordinance. Previous incidents occurred on October 26 and November 5th while Morrissey was under surveillance by the detective. In the first case, Morrissey's pickup paused for 2 minutes near the detective's vehicle. In the second incident, the pickup drove in a slow circle around the detective's vehicle. The police report also states that Morrissey looked up 55 vehicle registrations linked to himself, his family, and the police anti-corruption division inappropriately. After appearing for his arraignment, Morrissey was released with certain conditions. A man is recovering after an unprovoked attack at an MBTA station. Friday night, T police responded to a report of an assault in progress at the JFK station. When they arrived, officers found a 26-year-old man identified as Zach Demona Viveros bleeding profusely from his face and head. Police said the victim had been riding on a Red Line train when another man, later identified as 40-year-old David Washington Halfkenny of Dorchester, started aggressively pacing before striking the victim several times in the face and head with a fist-sized quartz rock. Demona Viveros was on the phone with his girlfriend when the attack happened. The girlfriend says Demona Viveros suffered a brain bleed, a concussion, and multiple fractures and cuts to his face. She said he's out of ICU and is expected to recover. Washington Halfcandy was charged with assault and battery with a deadly weapon and armed robbery because police said he took the victim's phone. He was held without bail pending a dangerousness hearing next week. The Quincy Planning Board will review a proposal for a new development in Quincy Center on Wednesday. LBC Boston wants to put up a 215-unit apartment building with ground floor retail space and a 66-space parking garage on property that they own in the former Hancock parking lot across from the Quincy Courthouse. The new building would be at the corner of Hancock Street and Revere Road. LBC bought the property from the city for $1.3 million. LBC also owns the property at the corner of Dennis Ryan Parkway and Revere Road, but has not presented development plans for that site. LBC previously constructed the new Nova Residences apartment building on Hancock Street in Quincy Center. That opened in 2019. Also this coming Wednesday, the Planning Board will review a proposal for an 80-unit building with ground floor retail and a parking garage on Beale Street in Wollaston, and a proposal for 46 condos off Independence Ave near the Braintree Line, and a 28-unit apartment complex on Newcomb Street in Quincy Center. Planning Board will meet remotely Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. A Department of Public Health official is warning that the state will not be able to keep its current level of monitoring at the shuttered nuclear power plant in Plymouth if state legislators don't require the plant's owner to cover more of the costs. State House News Service reported that Department of Public Health Commissioner Margaret Cook advised state lawmakers to force Holtec Decommissioning International, which owns the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant, to pay more to cover the cost of radiation monitoring at the plant. The plant closed in 2019, but the state's required to monitor it while it's being decommissioned. As State House News Service reported that Holtec expects it can complete decommissioning by the end of 2027. Holtec is required to help pay for monitoring, but the amount it must pay decreases as it gets closer to completion. It could leave a shortfall between $160,000 and $450,000 that state health department would have to make up for until the project was done. The DPH is adequately funded to keep monitoring for now, but that could change in the future. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are down. The Dow lost 797. NASDAQ down 482. S&P dropped 127. Shares also fell in Asia. The dollar rose. The euro is up. Oil at $122 a barrel. Sports. The Bruins lose in overtime to the Kings 3-2. National Weather Service forecast. Today, sunny, breezy, high 45. Cloudy tonight, low 34. Tomorrow, some snow and rain in the afternoon, a high of 40 degrees. Tomorrow night, some snow showers, low of 22. Thursday, partly cloudy, high 52. And partly cloudy, 50 for Friday. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, northwest winds gusting to 30. High tide right after 3:30 p.m. Sunrise at 6:07. Set at 5:42. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, March 8th.